Good morning. Hello. My name is Arek Skuza, and for over 9 years, I have been working as an AI strategy consultant, also looking into business process automation with AI. I professionally solve business problems with artificial intelligence leverage and automation, as well as a lot of data monetization techniques. That helps me to transform companies A to Z in a very structured way. I am fascinated by data monetization and artificial intelligence because I want companies to become modern and efficient and people to be able to realize their full potential by using artificial intelligence as a collaborator. I believe future-oriented company manager is someone who uses data monetization and artificial intelligence to allow teams to enjoy their work, utilize individual potential, and give people more free time for creative and development tasks. If you want to learn how to be a modern company leader, I invite you to my podcast. I believe this is the place for you. So the topic of the podcast today is the biggest mistakes which companies make while complementing artificial intelligence. And the hard part of this podcast is to pick up those that stay relevant across all, not various, but all industries. I'm speaking here from my own experience, like that 9 years spending with artificial intelligence and automation and predictive analytics, but also from like reading books like Power of Predictions. There are many of them speaking about a theory or use cases of artificial intelligence. So combining this books-based knowledge and my experience, I came up with the 6 mistakes, or I would even say like flaws, that became part of every AI project or 90% of AI projects. This is obviously my perspective, my experience that might have nothing in common with your own situation, but I believe actually 90% of the time it does, because the selection of those 6 mistakes, the 6 mistakes, or I would say the flaws, are actually very universal from my perspective. In this podcast, you'll learn them. I also try to find out kind of a little bit of the strategies that how you can approach them, but I will not go into the details, which means like I will not be able to present you a backlog or just set of tasks or activities like clean your data or anonymize your data by reshifting the born date with number of years old, that kind of stuff. It will not be in this podcast. So respecting your time, if you expect that kind of level of details, I think you should skip this podcast. But if you want to learn those mistakes with my comments and strategies, or the deepest I can go is a tactics, that's the place to be today. So I will start with the first one. First one is, sounds like super, super common. It's like lacking of clear objective and goals, but I think it really plays important role in artificial intelligence. And I'll tell you why. Well, when the ChatGPT came up to the market, it turns out everything looks easy. Like you log in somewhere, you put your prompt, which at the beginning people didn't know even that's the prompt, it's just a question for them, and you just had the answer. That's easy. You can predict a lot. You can upload your CSV file, which will be an extract log coming from the from your machines or manufacturing plant or chain of machines, and you will get the answer. Boom, you have a predictive analytics solution. But there's a one thing we need to consider, and latest Stanford research comparing all these available models, AI models. For those who are not familiar with the AI models, it's basically a brain behind GPT, which you're typing to. So duck brains were compared by Stanford researchers, and it turns out that best of these brains, which was Facebook Meta, a product called Llama, is guessing 20% of the time. So imagine this. If you have a 100 logs coming from your machine or car or from your financial department, so 12% are guessed wrongly. That's your mistake rate. So why I'm saying lack of clear objective and goals is important in AI? Because it's not that simple. I'd use a ChatGPT. Dividing into AI without a clear roadmap is like driving blindfolded. I think companies need to define very specific problems and models and measures to make sure that the AI is delivering. Let me give you an example. If we have 10 faces in my company, and those 10 faces, those 10 employees are scanned, I have 100% accuracy in recognizing that faces, because recognizing 10 faces for an algorithm is nothing. It's a piece of cake. So I can easily implement a door opening solution that scan my employee's face, and that door will be open. If the stranger shows up in a camera, that will never be open. I can be sure 100%. My goal or removing a plastic cards or removing the keys and other things will be 100% achieved. Versus I have million of pictures of piece of the earth, like let's say piece of the Africa, and I wanna find natural disasters coming, predict they coming. In this part of the case, I will be guessing many, many times that the prediction is coming, that what I'm predicting is coming. That's why having a measurable goal is even more important. I'll tell you example. If you implement a key booking system and you want to make sure your tax forms are filled up properly, you are expecting 100% of accuracy. But if you are, and that's the real example, developing a smart food container for dogs and cats, and that container recognize your pet by scanning its face and open the specific compartment so the dog is eating a proper food and the cat is eating a proper food, your error rate about 20% will be acceptable, because your customers might mix it up, but nobody will die, nothing wrong will happen. And then if you make it 10%, or you help to learn that on the fly, will be a different goal. You cannot do that with tax deductions or tax forms, which is very, very clear. So, really, really simple rule, but I can see that rule requires more work than the classical IT implementation project, is to have a clear objective and goals, because everybody expects AI is super smart and it will deliver these results, but it will not. Please remember that artificial intelligence most of the time is guessing. We call it guessing, but it's actually a very sophisticated prediction. But it's a prediction. So between zero and one, it will never be one, as long as a training data set is very small, like this example with 10 faces. Another great example, more sophisticated, when the clear objective was achieved, is a mobile app called eBird, which is like E like electronic and bird like a flying bird. So actually, this is not 10 faces scanning app. This is the app recognized thousands of bird voices. So basically, and it works, try it out. If you stand in front of the forest or a bush and you don't see any bird, but you hear them, you pull up this app, just direct that towards that bush, that trees, and that app will recognize what you actually don't see, and will give you a list of the birds sorted by the most recognizable voice, but most recognized with the highest probability that's the bird. And that's probability, it's most of the time 100%. The database is huge. It's not 10 faces, like I give you an example, but the people behind it, They actually, the Cornell people, it's a special organization for like birds tracking, checking them around the globe and working on research about them. This organization goal was to recognize that with 100%, and that was a really set properly or well set goal, because with a real understanding of technology, those scientists could assume that they will reach 100% recognition. So first one is really, really lack of clear objective and goals. I would recommend to go with SMART goals, which is like really simple methodology that requires us to design specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound goals. That will actually give you a whole new perspective and a full control over your AI project. What problems are you trying to solve, and how will the success be measured? Please remember this 10 face recognition, birds recognition versus this like natural disaster recognition, when really we need to be happy if we have like 10% or 5% accuracy in prediction. But the realistic goals will take you there. And why it's important? Not only because only 12%, only 88% of accuracies are doing right, but also because only 15% of artificial intelligence projects, according to McKinsey research, goes to production. You don't want to be there. You don't want to start projects that will be stuck in the experimentation phase, or you will just need to kill them, because that's wrong. If you want to increase a probability of your product to go on the production online, you need to really set up the clear goal and then make sure it works. So that was a mistake number one. The second is neglecting data strategy. Well, companies want to jump into AI because, again, Bard, Perplexity, Google Gemini, ChatGPT, Anthropic with its Claude model, and a Mistral coming from France in Europe. It looks easy with tools like LM Studio. For those who are not familiar with LM Studio, you can download environment on your computer, download models, AI models like similar to ChatGPT, with really, really huge number of really smart models on your computer. Disconnect them from the internet, and they will be working on for you on your local computer. So, but that looks so easy, but the problem starts when you are looking into your data. Companies really need to have standardized data format. It's better to spend 80% of the time working on data and 20% of that deploying models, that 80% of deploying models and only 20% of the data. I think it's very clear why, because it's garbage in, garbage out. But companies, for some reason, being inspired, sometimes twisted into understanding that AI is very easy. Look at ChatGPT, one employee said to another employee, "You upload stuff and you got results." Well, I know it's like 20% of those results are going to be wrong, but I'm okay with it. I can read it, fact check it, and things like that. Well, in a company, when you want to digest your manufacturing plant data, if you want to digest your report from marketing, or you want to predict which product in your portfolio should be removed to increase the margin, to improve the margin, that actually depends on your data. Poor data quality leads to biased and inaccurate AI models. And I see companies like rushing, really rushing to testing AI, to giving that results without really standardize the data, making sure that the data velocity is good enough. I mean, it's well designed, because we don't need a lot of data. We need accurate data. Making sure that the speed of updating data is equal on all each chain value component. Let me give you an example. If you think about like insurance company, that try to insurance companies from natural disasters in Florida, like wind, water, and things like that. One company barely can move it, can do it. They usually hire several smaller companies specializing in a specific area or kind of disaster. And putting all of them together, they cover the whole value chain for insurance companies, customers. So then each of the smaller players needs to extract and upload data to the bigger player. So that bigger player, that is an umbrella for all this, needs to update their files, make predictions, and calculate risks, right? So if your data from one company in a value chain is coming on Monday and the second on Friday, you have 4 days gap, you cannot do anything because the smallest weakness of the chain become the strength of the whole operations. So from neglecting data strategy, I'm not only thinking about cleansing data, standardizing data, whole ETL software, like I mentioned, not software, framework, I'm sorry, but I'm thinking here about all chain of data that you need to put together to make that decision. And if we want to make a prediction, so prediction is basically a data that is extracted after the data. But think about it. If you want to predict which part of the year the gloves price should drop because of seasons or because of the other factors like geographical position of your company, geographical position of your customers, things like that, you need to predict a moment, which is a data, out of the available data. So that neglecting data strategy can be very harmful and actually will give you very poor predictions. Overestimating AI, that's my favorite line. Many companies, many executives, I'm not saying everybody, but many of them think that AI can do so much. It's a magic wand. Companies often fail victim to hype and overestimate its abilities. And what they do by that, I'm not saying it's wrong that they overestimate, but how it's influenced the execution. In fact, a lot. Because if they believe that AI can do so much, they give it a huge problem to solve. Like for instance, we are a company that is manufacturing components of airplanes, and we want to predict so much things like failure of machines. We don't want other production plants to stop. We want to predict the number of employees we need for the operations. We want to predict margin, price, things like that. That's a whole bunch of different issues that they believe AI will solve. In fact, each of these challenges, if it turns out to problem statement, so each of this problem statement is actually a separate problem that is very, very deep. And like comparing those 10 faces problem to scanning Africa for the natural disasters, both of them have different weight. So if you take too much stuff to AI, it will fail you. It will not deliver results because all the predictions are very, very poor. So companies need to understand the limitation of AI and its suitability for specific tasks. And the potential and its potential risk is crucial before expecting miracle solutions. I try to say, the narrower the case, the better for you. If you want to trap fraud detection or predictive maintenance, or you want to make sure that your fleet of cars will not consume more fuel than your budget allows, you want to predict when that happened, it's better to narrow down the issue to several cars at the beginning or few pre-manufacturing lines or maybe one plant geographically attached to your company and not even run proof of concept, but just run implementation on the smaller portion of a business because it will give you a chance to understand how AI can be wrong. And I believe responsible manager, and is a person that knows that I'm not even trying to say testing the waters. It's basically the narrow the case, the more we can get out of this in terms of risk analysis. And why risk analysis cannot be done on the high level? I'll give you a simple example. If you open ChatGPT, Bard, Perplexity, Claude, whatever you guys use, and you type three times the similar prompt, let your prompt be, hey, I'm going to Alaska for fishing. What should I take? That's one prompt. And then I'm going to Alaska for fishing. What kind of gears should I take? Or I'm going to Alaska for fishing. Give me advice. What should I take? In each of these cases, you will get different result. And that's basically for us, human beings are not the same prompts. We can differ them, but generally speaking, we can give the same answer, and that answer will satisfy the person that asked those three different questions, or three people asking different questions. From an AI model perspective, that's totally different prompt, and that will trigger different guessing, say prediction, which answer is better. That's why when you narrow down your case and you start solving small problems at the beginning, that will give you a chance to not overestimate AI and really, really get that beast into the box and decide consciously which problems AI can solve, which cannot be solved. So that's problem number three. Number four is connected to overestimating AI capabilities is starting with sophisticated tools when you can actually start playing with off the shelf. So let me give you an example. Let's say you are 100 people company, and averagely speaking, you have 50 meetings per month in your company. That meetings are always taking 10 people to the room. So it's like 50 times 10, it's going to be 500 people, 500 people at all meetings. If you take that 500 people meetings and multiply by $50 per hour, and the meeting is an hour, you have a specific amount of money. That's your budget, which you can actually try to minimize by introducing artificial intelligence. So in this case, you can take software that is right there. I will mention maybe a couple like Read.ai or Google Meet that can transcribe your meetings, and other solutions that, and like Axoma, all of them can do a job for you for like $20 or $30 per user per month. If you compare that money you can get out of these meetings and save, comparing to that you need to spend, you can easily start with software as a service or something that is ready to go. I call it off the shelf. And if you start with this, you don't need sophisticated team. You don't need data scientists. You don't need data engineers. You don't need machine learning people. You can play with the tool for the long time. Why it's important? Because AI always changes our routines. If you have a routine to follow up meeting and write down notes on your computer and then set up tasks in Trello or Asana or Monday.com, whatever your project management tool is, and now you need to give that to AI, you might feel different. You might don't want to do it. You need to learn that AI tool. So that's why from executive's perspective, it's better to start with ready-to-go tools at the beginning, learn how they work, and then build your own solution. I give you another example. If you have a platform that you want to build, and part of this platform is something that will match your users, there is a lot of models available through Hugging Face. For those who are not familiar with Hugging Face, imagine a market, not a veggie market or meat market or fish market, but imagine AI models market. You basically go to the market and people are showing AI models. Some are for free, some are for money. So you just buy the model, take it to your computer, and you fire it up. You don't need as engineers to write them for you. You don't need anybody to train them for you. They already trained. You upload your data, you're ready to go. So in this case, if you want to predict which machine will break in the future, you don't need consultants. You don't need software development companies. You can do it by yourself. You can run far by yourself by using this off-the-shelf solutions. And the problem and the mistake, I believe they do, and trust me, I'm a consultant. I want customers to hire me for all this stuff, but I prefer to work with customers that try doing that by themselves, and they learned or read on ReadAI, Reclaim.ai, and other tools or Hugging Face because they better conversationalists. They ask proper questions. I can skip the education part and just quickly go to the project. So mistake number four, not starting with off-the-shelf strategy. And mistake number five, inadequate budget and resource allocation. This is very tricky part. I see two types of the companies. One type of the company is the company that wants to do a lot. So they figure out 10 or 20 different features, AI powered, and suddenly they start recruiting, they start building teams, and they want them to build that features. That's one strategy. Second, we will not do anything, or we will be doing off the shelf, but that's it. Well, both strategy can be right and wrong, depends what you want, but you can really, really estimate how much money you need. You can do it like by going to Microsoft Azure and using the pricing calculator. You can go to AWS price calculator. You can find templates online how to calculate that. You can use Google Bard for Googling with Google Bard, good resources for putting your calculations together. You can try to go to benchmark analysis and see how other companies train those models. But inadequate budget is a problem. AI require investment in technology, talent, data, and infrastructures, but companies often approach that wrongly. I'm not saying everybody, but allocate budget smartly and prioritizing critical needs and scaling up gradually as the project matures, it's something that should be thing number one. So if somebody is suggesting you a microprocessor coming from NVIDIA that costs like $24,000, challenge that. Ask why, how it's going to scale, how it's going to scale our operations, how we are going to do aftermath analysis if that was a proper purchase. Because AI is very new, but there is so much resources that you can use. But usually people are trying to figure out the budget as the big one, but that's not always the case. And the last mistake, number six, is treating AI as one-time project. Well, the bad message for you guys is if you step into the AI, it will never be done. AI isn't that set it and forget it technology. It's not like buying a bookkeeping software or your Intuit software, or hooking up to CRM, Sugar CRM, Pipedrive, Dynamics, whatever you use, and you're done. And you then just like scale it by licenses and it works. Even ChatGPT, $20 per month license will not solve your problems. It requires ongoing monitoring, testing, and refinement. Companies need to adopt an iterative approach. That's why I always say, and I think most of the time I write, it's like fund a team, not a project. What I mean by that is improving AI models and staying abreast of technological advancements, failure to adapt leaves the companies vulnerable to failing behind competitors. That's why your team needs to constantly experiment what is out there. And that's why I think the funding teams is better than funding projects. Why? Because if you fund teams, you give responsibilities to people, and they will never treat AI as one-time project because they will quickly realize how quickly that part of the knowledge, technology, and our world accelerates, how many new tools, AI models are coming to the market, policies, governance, executive orders from President of United States or authorities of European Union, that they will start being responsible for getting that, understanding that. If you start finding a project, you will go to the wall. Nothing will be there. You need to shut down the project and open the new one. Nobody will start experimenting things without the same project, because then they will just spread out the responsibilities. That's why treating AI as one-time product is strictly connected to the way you budget it. That was the sixth and the last mistake. If you guys like it, please give a star or subscribe. If you see a space of improvement, shoot me a comment or email. I will definitely look at that. I want to improve. I want to make sure that that knowledge for you managers is very practical, so you can make your environment more friendly and unlock time, thanks to AI, that people can use for more creative or challenging tasks than copying, pasting, or uploading PDFs. Thank you so much. More of the stuff you can find at rxcusa.com or on my LinkedIn. On my LinkedIn, I publish 3 times a week posts about AI models and other AI things, mostly about predictive analytics and predictions, but also every Wednesday short video about AI strategy. Thank you so much. Take care. It was great to have you here. Have a great time. Enjoy it. Bye-bye.